This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, the notorious leader of a Mexican drug cartel who spent decades on the run from authorities, has been sentenced by a federal judge to life in an American prison. The 62-year-old expected to be sent to the federal Supermax facility in Florence, Colorado. U.S. House Democrats were able to, along party lines, pass a resolution yesterday declaring President Trump's recent tweets and comments about four minority congresswomen racist. However, Republicans also were able to declare Speaker Nancy Pelosi out of order for having called the president's comments racist on the House floor before that vote. Doug Collins is a Republican from Georgia.
When you come to the House floor, it is a place of dignity, it's a place of decorum.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died at 99. Back in 2010, then-President Barack Obama said of him,
"He's worn the judicial robe with honor and humility. He has applied the Constitution and the laws of the land with fidelity and restraint."
The U.S. House may now vote on an impeachment inquiry into President Trump again, as Democratic Congressman Al Green's resolution could see a vote later today or tonight. The Texas lawmaker has tried this procedural move before, but his efforts have fallen flat, as Democratic leaders in the House have been resistant to impeachment, choosing instead to continue aggressive investigations of President Trump and his administration. The vote later today could end up seeing this latest effort sent to a committee or tabled. Remnants of what was Tropical Storm Barry are threatening flooding in more than a half dozen states now. Flash flood alerts out for seven states, from Minnesota to New Jersey. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge is further restricting the social media use of Donald Trump ally Roger Stone. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
She says, no more Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Stone, who was already charged in lying in the Russia investigation, is now in deeper trouble after a federal judge said he repeatedly violated her gag order. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson didn't send Stone to jail or fine him in contempt. She said his behavior was more appropriate for middle school than a court of law. Stone has used social media to attack the case against him in the broader election interference probe. Jackson issued the gag order in February following the posting of an image of the judge in the crosshairs of a gun. Stone is scheduled to go to trial in November. He has pleaded not guilty.
Bitcoin is losing value as U.S. lawmakers are questioning Facebook over its plans to start a cryptocurrency. The digital coin dropping nearly 13% of its value yesterday as the Senate Banking Committee was questioning Facebook about its plans to launch what it's calling Libra. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle saying they don't trust Facebook to begin with, so they certainly wouldn't trust a cryptocurrency it's launching. And the on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival now appears to be off for good after a Vernon, New York planning board rejected an appeal for a permit. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Have you ever noticed that, you know, the fussing seems to stop when we alter our perspective? When it's no longer about us, but it's about the other person. In other words, when we have embraced a servant attitude. You know, our conversation earlier this week with Molly Hemingway and with Carrie was just so enlightening, Severino, about, you know, Justice on Trial, the book, the very popular book. It's so hot, selling so quick. And they've done such an outstanding job. But one of the big takeaways for me during the Kavanaugh hearings was this sense of servanthood that was expressed so naturally by Brett Kavanaugh. I thought it was genuine. I know he went through quite the crucible, no doubt. And when you read the book, it will remind you once again. And, you know, putting in perspective, I mean, we think like, wow, that was... That just seemed to happen like years ago, but it was not even a year ago that all this happened and that America went through this. But I think the high sides of this, you know, even his daughter, when, you know, they're praying as a family, she says, Dad, I think we had to pray. We had to pray for her. You know, just some sense of character, I believe, that was so outstanding. But again, as I mentioned, for me, the idea of servanthood, how he served his community. I mean, this is a justice for the D.C. court. I mean, he's coaching basketball. He's helping at his church. He's, you know, feeding the poor. I mean, when you get the time for all this, you make the time, obviously. And anyway, our next guest, I guess we're waiting to connect with him, is Dr. Ralph Enloe. And his book, A Servant of All, Reframing Greatness and Leadership Through the Teachings of Jesus. You know, and this is, you know, when he talks about reframing greatness and leadership, it's a reset opportunity for us to think about, okay, how am I aligning with the teachings of Christ? Am I just reading them? Have I forgotten them? Am I so caught up in the culture? You know, we've been warned not to be so influenced by the culture that we forget whose we are, right? And what we're about, what our temporary stay here on this plane is about, and what our contribution to humanity is supposed to be about. But if it's all about me, that gets in the way. And I find that when that happens to me, I get frustrated. And it's so funny because I get frustrated and I don't even know why I'm frustrated, right? Until you do reframe and you reset and say, okay, what is it all about? You know, where am I supposed to be at? And am I in union with Christ, with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost for kingdom principles? Well, Ralph Enloe, I made him a doctor. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Ralph Enloe is, are you a doctor? Tell me you're a doctor so that I'm not in error here, because I referred to you as a doctor several times.
Yeah. What I say is I'm a doctor, but not the kind that can do anybody any good. So
that's not true. What you've done here already is phenomenal. So, Dr. Ralph Inlow, I thought I read that somewhere, and so and I kept looking at it, and I go, okay, what am I missing here? Anyway, Services President of the Association for Biblical Higher Education, previously for 28 years as an educational leader at his alma mater, Columbia International University, culminating in a six-year stint as Senior Vice President and Provost, a founding member of the Global Associates for Transformational Education. And I love that, and I love all that he's done, and congratulations on the book I was just sharing with the people. Servant of all, reframing greatness and leadership, because sometimes we need a reset, a reframing, a reminder of what Jesus taught us about servanthood, right?
Yeah, I think so. And again, I think it goes beyond the level of platitude into some pretty significant substance. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the book is about, to say we've got to get past the slogan down to the real issues of what it means to completely reframe the idea of greatness from our cultural blinders.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the way I read it, Ralph, is that greatness is incidental to what you do. It's not the goal. You're not sitting there going, okay, I want to be great. It's just, hey, I'm just going to understand it's a process. Where can I serve? Where can I flow to the need? And the culmination of service will end up, doing that. It will reframe greatness and leadership. It's not so much that you say, okay, I'm going to start with greatness and leadership, as much as, because if we can hammer that out and spend, do a lot of committee meetings and idea meetings about what's great and what leadership is all about. And, to your point, we can get lost in the platitudes, or we can get lost in the action of servanthood and just go out and start serving.
Yeah, because our culture wants to tell us that greatness has everything to do about rank, about our status. And, of course, this is the mindset the disciples were tied up in. And it's what Jesus finally, after he let the discussion go on for a while, he finally confronted it and said, no, you guys are busted. I need to talk to you about what it really means to be great.
Right. Well, right off the bat, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last, the servant of all. I mean, that's so counterculture, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we think about leadership and greatness from the standpoint of sort of a pyramid. I'm on top and everybody else sort of deploys out underneath me. But biblically speaking, it's upside down. Mm-hmm. The pyramid's inverted.
Exactly.
And the more leadership, the more to which I've been entrusted in leadership, the greater and more extensive is my responsibility to serve.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm glad to hear you say and identify the pyramid being upside down, because traditional, corporate entities and people who have grown in that type of environment, we know and understand a pyramid shape, that at the top is the CEO, president, and then it gets all the way down to the minions. And but this is, this is what God gives us, and it's also what our founding fathers understood when they set up this government of we the people. I mean, they turned the corporate, the typical corporate pyramid upside down and put the people on top.
Yeah, who serves whom?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But the problem is that, you see, these are positions that God gives you, but if you don't honor that position and hold to that authority that is anointed by God, then you're going to get run over, and you're going to have the America that we have today, where the elites are doing everything they can to turn the pyramid up in a pattern that is traditional as opposed to the way God has dictated it.
Yeah, it's pretty corrupting, isn't it?
Well, it is. And the thing is, and the sad thing about corruption is it all makes us less than more than, because we serve a more than God, not a less than God, right?
Right.
So, as he says, look, if you do it my way, it'll go well with you, is what he told Cain. If you do right, will it not go well for you? And that's, to me, that echoes through the millennia. And that's what we can question, you know, when things aren't going right and we find ourselves in chaos. Am I living righteously? Am I doing it God's way, or am I doing it my way?
Right.
Well, our conversation with Dr. Ralph Enloe will continue. His brand new book, Servant of All, Reframing Greatness and Leadership Through the Teachings of Jesus, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Eventually, it's all revealed, is it not? I'm telling you, 4 decades of ministry leadership involvement have afforded Dr. Enloe an unusually broad, rich, and diverse national and international network, as you might imagine. Educational leader at Columbia International University for 28 years, senior vice president and provost at Columbia International University for 6 years, founding member of Global Associates for Transformational Education. All that to say that he's not only bought the T-shirt, but he's probably paid for the T-shirt for many others along his rich career and experience. Ralph Enloe has written a new book. He is a prolific writer, and his latest is Servant of All, Reframing Greatness and Leadership Through the Teachings of Jesus. Ralph, who did you have in mind when you were writing this book?
I would say people that are engaged in some kind of a leadership position or capacity, probably in Christian endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
They might be Christian marketplace leaders, but I think that the primary person that I had in mind is a person who's kind of like me,
mm-hmm.
In a ministry leadership role, maybe an up-and-coming ministry leader, an aspiring ministry leader, anybody who, you know, has a sense that maybe they've been given the gift and given an assignment for leadership. That would be the target audience, I guess.
I mentioned, Ralph, before you came on, that this is going to be helpful for people who may find themselves frustrated as well. Because sometimes, you get in ministry and say, hey, God, where are you? I'm doing this for you. I'm doing it for your people. And, we forget the leadership characteristics that Jesus laid out for us. And this whole idea of servanthood, what does that mean? You know, we're all about doing and this idea of doing leadership as opposed to being a leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sometimes we measure our success as leaders by certain kinds of results. And specifically in terms of accolades and advancement and all those kinds of things. And that's probably the wrong metrics if you understand what Jesus is saying about greatness.
How does, what does servant leadership look like, Ralph?
Well, I think Jesus unpacks it. One of the arguments I make in the book is that we can quote the statement, the one who would be great should be the least and the servant of all and so on. But we don't understand that Jesus spent now what we've identified as a whole chapter in the Gospel of Matthew, expounding on what that means. And it certainly begins with the posture of a child. So he called a little child to him and sat him down and said, two things, become like children and welcome children. So becoming like children means that we, instead of trafficking in our capacities and in our capabilities and in our efficacy and so on, we traffic in our dependency. What makes us great is not our ability to bring about effects, but it's our dependence on the Lord. And then, of course, conversely, Jesus says not only be like children, but welcome children. And here he means that a lot of us define our influence and our greatness as leaders by who we know and what our influence is. And Jesus basically says, if you welcome children, the basic posture that you're taking as a leader is, I'm not relating to people because of what they can do for me. I'm relating to them because of what I can do for them.
Right.
And that's, leadership, in our society, often functions the other way. It's all about what I can get people to do for me.
Right. And Jesus gave us a warning, basically. He said it's not sustainable. I mean, you might, under your own power and might, but unless you have the anointing of God and you are yielding to the Holy Spirit, you're going to get burnt out. And the line is long and distinguished of
you know, people who on the surface were outstanding leaders, but they got cooked along the way, did they not?
Yeah. And I think all of us are vulnerable to these mm-hmm. things. And so in some cases, it's a big, loud, noisy crash. In other cases, just a slow disintegration of real godly impact. So all of us have to confront the extent to which our self-image and our image of what it means to be great is infected by this upside-down understanding compared to what Jesus is commending.
Well, with the influence of today's culture, we can understand why there is a misunderstanding of greatness, can we not?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, everything's the greatest. It's the biggest. It's the best. It's all this hyperbole and this information age in which we live in. And, in fact, I did a commentary not long ago that said, hey, just because you're loud doesn't make you more right. It just makes you loud.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I quote in the book, I quote Malcolm Muggeridge, who said, you know, today we've confused celebrity with greatness, and basically celebrity simply is being famous for being famous.
Yes.
There's no substance to it, and so we think, you know, Kim Kardashian is great just because she's a celebrity, but there's no substance to her celebrity.
But I will give her credit for this. She did go and meet with the president and help effect some change, as far as justice is concerned. And I believe that it was her influence and her participation to let go of herself and any kind of exceptionalism she may hold of her own to go and meet with the president on behalf of people in jail. And I believe that this opened the door for some reform as far as justice is concerned. And that opportunity is there. And it's like, okay, so what are you going to do with your celebrity? You know, point well taken. There are many out there that's still so much about them as opposed to the people potentially they could serve. And in doing that, I got to imagine for Kim Kardashian, if she looks back, she probably says that was a highlight of her life and her legacy, as opposed to just making all this money. I was like, okay, now that you've been blessed with all this celebrity and everything, what are you going to do? And she chose to do something for and give voice to those whose voices have not been heard.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, that's good.
No, and I think that's the deal. That's what we're talking about. So we get glimpses of this. Again, look, when you realize and you read this book and you go, whoa, I need to reset here. And I need to get into alignment with what Jesus, you know, taught us about leadership and about servanthood. Don't think, Ralph, I don't think we should think that this is going to be an easy journey, right? It's a process, what I call the grief to happiness ratio. The grief point being where you are right now and realizing, because as you do and you read this and you get convicted, hopefully, and you go, wow, I need to change here. Then the happiness level is that goal, the end goal of really being there with the rest of us, and I include myself in that, and alongside you, shoulder to shoulder, to turn that organizational chart upside down to where we truly are the servant of all.
Yeah, and after 40 years in ministry, I'm astonished at myself how many layers there are. And how many subtleties there are, how many subtle ways there are for me, as one who knows better and is committed to Jesus' way of leading, how many subtle ways there are for me to practice leadership in a way that's completely opposite of what Jesus has in mind.
Well, welcome to the journey, ladies and gentlemen. You'll want to get your hands on this book. You really will. And it will challenge you in a very positive way, because if your heart is towards servanthood, then it'll remind you what it looks like. And it'll also encourage you, because it is a process. We will not be perfected in this. Maybe we'll just move a little bit closer. But it's not the final goal, right, Ralph?
Right. It's the work of God, isn't it?
Amen. So, Ralph Enzo.
You got it.
Servant of all, I'm Bill Martinez.
Fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, the notorious leader of a Mexican drug cartel who spent decades on the run from authorities, has been sentenced by a federal judge to life in an American prison. The 62-year-old expected to be sent to the federal Supermax facility in Florence, Colorado. U.S. House Democrats were able to, along party lines, pass a resolution yesterday declaring President Trump's recent tweets and comments about four minority congresswomen racist. However, Republicans also were able to declare Speaker Nancy Pelosi out of order for having called the president's comments racist on the House floor before that vote. Doug Collins is a Republican from Georgia.
When you come to the House floor, it is a place of dignity, it's a place of decorum.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence.
I'll tell you, it's time for all of America, we the people, to stand up for and say it shoulder to shoulder and back to back. Stand up for the values and, you know, what America, what this great American experiment is all about, ladies and gentlemen. We are at war, and there are some people that misunderstand what the American ideal is about. Okay, so maybe they weren't taught in school. Maybe there was, some prejudiced professors along the way, but that shouldn't stop us from sharing the truth. That's one thing you can count on, is the truth is the truth. It's inarguable. And I have faith in the truth, and that's what we need to hold to. Well, it's a little, speaking of which, a little known chapter in history here. We're going to talk about the era of the women Air Force service pilots, whose courage during World War II turned ordinary women into extraordinary heroes. Our next guest was a Navy recruit, a medical assistant, NFL cheerleader, and I'm told she's always the storyteller, and she's presenting a new novel, okay, and this is based on the real female pilots during World War II, as I mentioned. The title of it is called The Flight Girls, and the author, Noelle Salazar, and she joins us now. Noelle, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, excellent. So what inspired you to write this novel?
I mean, first and foremost, the women. They were these brave, selfless women that really just wanted to do their part to help the war effort.
And, of course, you put it into a novel form because this gives you a little bit of latitude.
and understanding that. But, you know, the basis of it are the true stories of the women Air Force, right?
Yes. So I definitely considered writing it as a nonfiction, but I found that it I could add more of the different stories from the different women if I combined it in one fictional work, and it did give me some, you know, creative
license. Yeah, we understand.
Yeah.
Well, no, I can understand, because when I speak with authors, and you know, they will write novels based on historic fact, and that is the consistent thing, is the flexibility of being able to have the novel genre and the format. It does give you a little bit more flexibility and allows some nuance here that can be appropriate. You know, I mean, after all, it's you know, we're talking several years down the road here, right?
Right, and it. As a young woman, I loved stories that they were fiction, but that added a bit of history, and it would make me interested in history in a way that I might not have had it been in a more clinical form. Though I do love a great documentary, I loved the Hidden Figures book that was,
Yes.
You know, nonfiction, and so I do love that, but I do also like to be swept away.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, the thing is, these stories have been either not translated, maybe lost along the way, but there are just hundreds of thousands of stories like this in our past. And this is what I appreciate, is whenever we hear of these stories, it does, you know, kind of make you feel proud of America and make you realize that maybe even if there were some classes of people, like in Hidden Figures, for example, I think there's certain issues in that story that are disgusting. You know, and when you saw the way these women were treated, women of color, and then, but you appreciate that they were still focused on the job at hand and they rose above it. I mean, that's, in a sense, is what America is bad about, the good, bad, and ugly of it all, right?
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, I love like what you're saying. There are so many stories, and it makes me curious, you know, what will come out next? What will we find next? And what will we be inspired by next? And it does. It makes me proud to be an American to hear these stories. It makes me angry that I didn't hear them earlier. I would have loved to hear these stories when I was in school.
Exactly.
But I'm getting them now, and I'm getting to share them with people now, and I'm hearing from younger people that are reading this book, and they're thanking me for shedding light on it, and it makes me so happy to, I feel like I have a mission, actually, with this book, which is a good feeling.
Well, Noelle, hopefully what it does is it spurs the next generation onto a discovery of these other stories that are yet to be told, that we need to hear. They need to hear. We need to hear it as well, you know?
Yeah, that's my hope. I really hope people will seek out the stories and tell them in any form that they can.
Mm-hmm. So how did Flight Girls come into your orbit?
So my aunt was actually studying to be a docent at the Museum of Flight in Seattle. They were going to open an exhibit featuring these women, and I was at her house, and I've always been intrigued with stories from World War II, and so I saw this stack of books, and one in particular had all these beautiful photos of these women in flight suits sitting on wings of warplanes. And next to the photos would be these little anecdotes. And one in particular, it was a photo of a logbook entry, and it was from Cornelia Fort. And she was just noting that she was in the air on the morning of December 7th, 1941. She was on Oahu training an airman recruit. And she was actually the first American pilot to see the Japanese fly in. And I read that, and that was it.
Wow.
I had to write a story.
Well, I bet.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, the male pilots, some of them had, you know, women characters on their planes. Did any of the female have male characters on their planes? Just kidding. I'm just...
No, darn it.
Maybe they should have. That's all I'm saying, you know.
We can remedy that now.
I'm in for equal opportunity. Why not? I mean, you know.
There is a book called Nose Art now. has a bunch of those photos. I would like a second edition with some men on it.
Well, maybe we need to check that out just a little bit, only because, Noelle, I like your spirit. You're as honorary as I am. I love this. So so here it is. So we'll blame it. It was your aunt, huh, that you said was becoming the docent. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So then did that spur you on to look further into the whole WASP program?
Yeah, so I immediately...
Hey, and by the way, for some people, by the way, when we say WASP, I don't want you to think it's some... Because everybody is so sensitive about, this culture and race and words and that. So explain to our audience WASP, what that means, the acronym.
It is Women Air Force Service Pilots.
Okay, WASP, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so calm down. We're being respectful here. Okay, all right, so let's talk about how you got connected with the WASP program.
Yeah, so I immediately went home and started researching online, and there really wasn't much in the beginning, which is also where the fictionalization of this story kind of happened, because I couldn't get my hands on much detail, so I had to create a bit of this world. And so as I went along, it took me 8 years to write this story. And really, I mean, not to write the story, but to get all the details that ended up in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, I futzed with it for a few years, and then I got an agent, and then we went into some pretty serious edits and more research, and at that point there was more online. And so that was exciting. I found out more that I hadn't known. And then another couple years went by, and we got an editor, and again, I went back online to look for more. And that's when I found out about the swimming. I didn't know that they had done any swimming training dressed in full gear, in case they had to land in
water. Absolutely, yeah.
And so there was something I hadn't found previously, and so I'm, scrambling to find a spot to add that. And then I found out they had a National WASP Museum in Sweetwater, Texas, where they had trained. And so, thankfully, I'm married to a lovely man who was like, well, you better go there.
Yes, right.
And so I went there. And just to stand where they stood and kind of just look up at the sky and imagine the buzzing of those planes. It was a really incredible and an overwhelming feeling.
I was going to say, you could still feel the vibrations in the environment, huh? All these years gone by.
It was so lovely. And the base actually burned down years ago, and there's a college there now, but they still have a couple of the hangars, and they have some of the signage, and they have the wishing well where the women used to jump in or throw each other in when they graduated.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that on the other side. We got to go to a quick break. More from Noelle Salazar after this. Stay with us.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Fund Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now, 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Noel Salazar continues. Her new novel, inspired by real female pilots during World War II, titled The Flight Girls. Noel, before we went to break, you started to tell us about you go back to where I guess this was the museum, right, for the flight girls, for these WASPs. And you know, a lot has changed. Building's not there. Some building's there. College campus now in place. But the wishing well is still there, huh?
Yeah, so the wishing well where they used to either jump in or throw each other in when they graduated is still there. And in front of it is these beautiful brick walls with the names of the women who served and 38 stars for the women who died in service. And then not far away up on this little rise is the actual museum, sort of looks over the runway in a very poetic sort of way. And I highly recommend people go and see this museum. It's not large, but it has a lot of impact and a lot of memorabilia and some really great T-shirts to buy. And, yeah, and there's like a video that plays, and you just really get a sense of who these women were, and it's just really beautiful.
Well, here you are, I mean, gathering all this research and information. You said it was not easily found, and maybe that's why it took you 8 years, you know, just to capture all this research. Did you ever get a chance to talk to an actual WASP?
I did, actually. Right before I went into my first round of official edits, I was connected with Jane Doyle, and we spoke on the phone, and I got to ask her questions that I couldn't find in books or online. Most of what I found was the same information over and over again, sort of clinical, and what I wanted was a sense of the everyday. I went to Navy boot camp, and I remember the feeling of being surrounded by these women kind of with the same purpose and how amazing that felt. But, I mean, this was the 1940s, and I wanted to know, was it different, or was there the same sort of sense of purpose? You know, what was it to wake up in the morning? What did you do first? You know, what did it smell like? What did it look like? So So it was fantastic to get to talk to her, and she was feisty as ever and full of stories and
yes.
just so open to answering anything I wanted to know. And then this last May, they do an annual WASP homecoming reunion at the museum, and so I was invited to come to that, and I got to meet two more of the women, and so only two could make the journey, which is just heartbreaking, but yeah. you know.
Well, that's what's happening on the male side as well. You know, we're losing, I think, I think the number somewhere is 600 World War II vets a day is what we're losing. So, yes.
Just an entire generation of amazing men and women. And so it was just such an honor to get to meet them. And the one, Dorothy Lucas, I sat beside her. I was introduced to her, and she grabbed my hand, and we got this amazing picture. Someone just happened to take a picture at this really perfect moment.
Right.
And because she's kind of looking up, and it's mirroring the statue. There's a WASP statue in the middle of the wishing well, and it's like mirroring the lifted chin of this woman, and I just bawl every time I see it because it's so special. And she was so lovely. And she looked at me and she said, "I'm just so happy to be here for another year." And it was so lovely.
Well, what kind of golden nuggets? Because I think whenever you are in the presence of living history like that, that you just want to absorb and listen and take notes. Was there anything in particular in your connection with these women pilots, these WASP women, that just resonates, something that you can share with our audience?
I think, so they did a dinner that night, and they brought the women up, and they were telling these stories, sometimes with the help of their children, which was pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stories that they told were about, like, meeting their husbands, which I just thought was so sweet, and because my book has a romance in it, and it wasn't something I actually aspired to put in the book. I really wanted it to be about the female camaraderie, but this gentleman showed up, and I was like, well, you know.
Well, they do that. These guys, we just show up sometimes.
Try and get rid of them.
Yeah.
Won't go away.
Yeah.
I loved hearing these stories, and Jane, when I spoke to her on the phone, when she graduated from the WASP program and was stationed at a base, basically the first thing she did was met her future husband.
Oh, wow.
And I loved that, because here they were, these brave women, and they're serving and they're putting all else aside, but you just can't escape love, I have found.
Yes.
And so I tried to escape it in my book, and I couldn't. And then I realized, you know, this is true to life. And especially, I think, during a time of war, when you are realizing in such a major way your mortality, and you do cling to those things, because they make you feel human in a time when you are just experiencing life at its worst.
Exactly. Well, and in terms of inspiration, things, comments maybe they made by, you know, what they experienced, then looking at the culture that they live in today, anything that came out in your conversations with them?
You know, honestly, what struck me most about them was how, and I found this with a lot of World War II vets, how almost casual they are. They were doing a job. And that's how they put it. I was just doing a job. And then they just go back to life. And it made me just sort of think about, like, how wrapped up we get in really silly things. Because that generation, I just, you know, look what they did and what they yeah. sacrificed and how many we lost. And still they just went about their lives. They just did their job. And they just so casually talk about it as if it was nothing, when it was it was everything.
Right.
For us,
they had friends that didn't come back, relatives that didn't come back, that paid. I mean, we talk about it. We talk about, well, they paid the ultimate price, and you have the Gold Star families and this sort of thing. And it's just, I wonder sometimes if people really pause and understand what that means and what they gave, and why we should honor their memory by protecting, you know, what this country is about.
For sure, yeah.
Is that what kind of draws you to these stories in World War II? Because of the, I mean, we talk about the world's greatest generation,
Is that part of what draws you? Because I know that's part of what draws me to World War II stories.
It is. I find their sense of it's like they don't even realize what they did. And I find that so admirable. I feel like people these days are just trying so hard to be noticed and make an impact, but in such a, you know, social media way, and
right, exactly,
gross.
Yeah.
And these people, they didn't have that. They weren't posting from the front lines.
Right.
You know, they were just doing their job, and it is the most admirable thing I can imagine. And you know, if I can help tell their stories in any way, shape, or form, I certainly want to, because I think, especially now, these generations, they need to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, they were very humble. I mean, they served the country, went through a horrific experience. My father was a World War II vet, served in the European theater, was a medic, so you can imagine what he went through.
Oh,
and what he experienced, and was there at the Battle of the Bulge with Patton, okay,
wow.
In the European theater. And I tell you, these stories, and a minimal number of stories, I found out about later in my father's life, almost, you know, in the very twilight of his life. He was very reticent to talk about it. You know, and that was the case, I think, for a lot of the World War II vets. And even when you talk to the ones that are surviving today, they may tell you a story, but you can also tell that they're not telling you everything. But out of respect and honor, you take whatever it is they're willing to share, and you embrace it, and you go, wow. But it does. I mean, it heightens my appreciation for that generation, and again, for what they contributed to this country. And, you know, and I think that's why some of us get a little frustrated when our country is disrespected, you know, just to say that.
Yes, definitely.
No.
So yeah, my grandfather didn't talk a lot about the war at all. I kind of just got a sense of what that time meant to him through his friendships with men he'd been friends with in the war, and the bond that they clearly had. And then they had this huge chest of pictures that we would go through every once in a while, and and that was pretty entertaining. We'd found some sketchy photos, and they're like, what kind of establishment were you?
Right.
That
wasn't me, honey. That was that knucklehead lieutenant. You know, we dreaded him. He threw that in my box. It's not me.
Yeah, my Nana would just laugh and laugh. She thought it was hysterical. So, I mean, they were amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the book is quite a tribute, The Flight Girls. As we wrap things up here, Noel, of course, the book available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. What do you want the readers? We've got about 30 seconds. So I'm going to let you sum it up. What do you want them to take away from this book?
I want them to go on a journey with the story, but really I want them to take away the historical facts from it and do some research of their own, learn about these women, and find more stories, and tell the stories.
Wow, very cool. So you can add your own chapter to Flight Girls, okay? Why not?
Yeah.
we'll make it a little bit of an epilogue. Noel Salazar has been our guest. Noel, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you for having me.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters